Female Political Leaders, Listening 1. When she was sworn in on January 20, 2021, Kamala Harris made history by becoming the first female vice president of the United States. Harris was born on October 20, 1964, in Oakland, California, to immigrant parents. Her mother was originally from India and her father is from Jamaica. Harris has been married to Douglas Emhoff, the second gentleman, since 2014, and the couple are a blended family. Prior to Harris, there had been only two other female vice presidential nominees for a major party, Geraldine Ferraro and Sarah Palin. Ferraro was Walter Mondale's running mate in 1984, while Palin was John McCain's choice for vice president in 2008. Harris graduated from the University of California Hastings College of the Law in 1989. In 2010, she was elected California's Attorney General, and 6 years later, she won a seat in the United States Senate. Kamala Harris was one of the candidates for president in the Democratic field in the 2020 election cycle, but she ended her campaign in December 2019. In August 2020, Joe Biden picked Harris as his running mate. Female Political Leaders, Listening 2. Another prominent female politician is Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Ardern, who was born in 1980, has been New Zealand's Prime Minister since 2017. And was elected to a second term in 2020. In New Zealand, general elections occur every 3 years. Ardern is New Zealand's third female prime minister. Ardern has gotten a significant amount of international publicity in recent years. In 2018, she gave birth while in office and returned to her duties after a 6-week maternity leave. The first elected leader to give birth while in office was Pakistan's Benazir Bhutto in 1990, but unlike Ardern, she did not take any time off. Ardern also made headlines for her handling of the mass shootings in Christchurch in 2019 that took the lives of 51 people, as well as New Zealand's response to COVID-19. Ardern was born in Hamilton, a city approximately 100 kilometers south of Auckland. According to her profile on her party's website, she graduated from the University of Waikato with a degree in International Relations and Professional Communication, and joined the New Zealand Labour Party when she was 18.